True North Tales. Stories of the people, places, and events from across the territory on 100.1 True North FM.
For this True North Tale, I sat down with Antja, better known as Schneeflocka, the festival director for Snow King's Winter Festival. And to get our chat started, she tells me how she began volunteering with Snow King's Winter Festival.
My start was by meeting one of the main carvers from the castle back in the day at a bar. And I knew the castle, and it was just such a magical place. And she's like, hey, why don't you like come check it out and help us carve the castle a bit? I'm like, I have no artistic, like creative skills at all. I was like, I don't know. I don't think I can do this. I could maybe do some lines. She's like, lines, perfect. We need someone to make bricks. Come on down. So, okay, that was easy. There was no way to get myself out of it. I was intrigued. And then I just showed up, were given some tools, and she showed me how to do it, how to work with snow, and then it just started from there. Like, playing in the snow was so fun, and creating something that looks pretty. Like, I still remember what my very first window looks like that I opened up at that time.
Snow King's Winter Festival wouldn't be able to happen every year without the great team of people that make it possible. And during my chat with Schneeflocka, she singles out some people that always go above and beyond.
That is very easy to answer. It's a huge shout out to the board of directors. Like, over the years and still ongoing, they're working so hard and putting this festival together. Every single one of them, like, they all have jobs to do too and families at home, but they're putting so many hours, so much effort, so much energy into making this event happen that every single board member is going above and beyond.
Schneeflocka has a lot of great stories from her many years of helping out with Snow King's Winter Festival. And to end off my True North tale with her, she tells me one of her favorites.
A favorite one is always being inside a pour. It's so fun. Like, being in a pour is like you're in this constructed box of plywood with scaffolding around that's securely attached. And then the bobcat comes, usually Snow King driving it, and blowing the snow into the box. So you're kind of like you're feeling like you're in an avalanche. You don't know where, like, orientation kind of goes away for a few seconds there. And then you have to stomp all the snow down, and then more snow comes, and you keep going higher and higher and higher, and then you're at the top of the pour, and you have this beautiful view, and it's just a really amazing feeling. It's like being in a pour is like being in an avalanche, and it's so fun.
If you have a story to tell or know someone we should talk about, let us know. Email truenorthtales@mytruenorthnow.com.